Today's shir is a Masechta Nazir on Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis with the Mishnah. We have already discussed this Mishnah in the Sugya of Hegdish Betos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Hoyu Mahalcha B'derech. There were six people who were walking on the way. Ve'echad Bo Kenegdon. And then they see someone in the distance coming towards them. Omar Echad Mehen, one of the six said, Hareini Nazir, I am a Nazir, Shezeh Ploini. I know for sure it's Reuven who's coming. I can tell that it is Reuven who is walking towards us. And to show how serious I am about this and how clearly I know that it's Reuven, I'm making myself a Nazir. Hareini Nazir, Shezeh Ploini. The Echad Omar, the second one, said, Hareini Nazir, She'ein Zeh Ploini. I know for sure it's not Reuven. The third one says, Hareini Nazir, She'echad Mechem Nazir. I'm making myself a Nazir if one of you is a Nazir. Now, it would seem the first two cannot both be Nazirim, because either it is Reuven or it's not Reuven. One of them said, I'm a Nazir if it is Reuven, and one said, I'm a Nazir because I know it's not Reuven. So it would seem that the first two cannot both be Nazirim. The third one came along and said, one of you is a Nazir, and that is plausible. And the fourth one said, just the converse, I am a Nazir, she'ein echad mekem Nazir, that one of you is not a Nazir. That would also seem plausible. The fifth one said, she'shneichem Nazirim, I'm a Nazir, that both of you are Nazirim. And that would seem to be impossible, because either the first one's a Nazir, it is Reuven, or the second one's a Nazir, if it's not Reuven. The sixth one said, Shekulchem Nazirim, I am a Nazir if all you other five are Nazirim, which would again seem to be impossible that all the other five could be Nazirim. Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai says in all of these six declarations of Naziris, Kula Nazirim, they are all Nazirim. Yes, they are all Nazirim. And as we have explained before in the Flamin Aleph Amid Beis, what's the Svar of Beis Shammai? Because they were not making here a Naziris on a condition. I'm a Nazir on the condition that it's Reuven. I'm a Nazir on the condition that it's not Reuven. No. Each one of them was so certain about the fact that they were stating, that they were saying, to show how serious I am about my fact, I'm going to make myself a Nazir. But now that I am so serious about this fact and so clear that I am right, I am making myself a Nazir unconditionally. And even if it turns out that my fact is wrong, but I still, at the time when I made the Naziris, took on the Naziris 100% definite. And therefore, Beis Shammai believes that in this case, it would not go into the inyan of Hegdish Betos or Naziris Betos, even though there was a tangential element of what they said that was wrong, that could turn out wrong, because it turned out, let's say, it was not Reuven who was coming towards them, but still the first one said, I'm a Nazir no matter what. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, in this case, Kulon Nazirim, they're all Nazirim. Ubeis Hillel Oymer and Beis Hillel say, no. They consider this a Hegdish Betos. Since there was an element of their declaration that turned out to be incorrect, so anyone whose declaration included something incorrect would be considered Naziris Betos, would be considered a type of Hegdish Betos, and that's why, Einoi Nazir, Ela Mi, Shaloi Niskaimu Dvorav. And these words now seem to be incredulous words. Beis Hillel is saying the only one who would be a Nazir is if his words were not fulfilled. The way we're explaining Beis Hillel should have said, Ein a Nazir al Amisha Niskaimu Dvarv. If it turns out it was Reuven concerning the first one's declaration, so there was no Tos at all, I'm a Nazir if this is Reuven, and it turns out it is Reuven, so then there's no Tos. It makes sense what Beis Hillel is saying, that the first one to make the Naziris would be a Nazir. So in fact, the Gemara is going to give two Trutzim, and one Teretz is to be Magia, to change the text here and say, Ein a Nazir, Elamish, and Eskai Mudvorov. Rav Tarfon, Amar Rav Tarfon, Shita is Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Rav Tarfon requires Haflaw, as we're going to see on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. He requires that when a person makes a Nazirus, he explains clearly when he articulates a Neder, everything about it has to be clear. And if at the time that he was saying the Nazirus, there was something not clear, because it was unknown whether this person was Reuven or he was not Reuven, then he does not become a Nazir. And so all the six Nazirim here, who had an element in their statement that was not clear, they cannot become Nazirim. Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, according to Rav Tarfon. And now the Mishnah states, Hirsi Elacharev. What happens if suddenly the person who was coming towards them, who some thought was Reuven, some thought was not Reuven, suddenly he turns around, he runs away, he disappears. We have no way of knowing who it was who was coming. So the din is that ain't a Nazir, that no one will be a Nazir. And the Gemara is going to discover who is the Tana that said this halacha, that if his identity remains in doubt, then ain't a Nazir, no one is a Nazir. The Gemara comes out that this is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. We had a machlokas before on Daf Ches, whether a person will enter into a Naziris, which is a Suffolk, and the Lashon of the Gemara was, will a person be machnes atzmoi ledover shesveikoi chomor mivadai? Here, if this identity of this person remains a Suffolk, so my Naziris is a Suffolk. If it was Reuven, we're going with the Mahalach of Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, that the only time the Naziris could be Chal is if it turns out that what I said was 100% accurate. Let's say I said I'm a Nazir, that the person who's coming towards me is Reuven, and it turns out it is Reuven. So then according to Beis Hillel, I become a Nazir. But if it remains a doubt, so it comes out, I've entered now into a situation where being in doubt is harder than knowing the din for sure. Why? Because since I'm a Nazir in doubt, on the one hand, I can't get out of the Naziris. I can't bring my Karbonis because I might not be a Nazir. And then I would be bringing Chul and Lazar. I would be bringing animals that are not able to be Nikrav on the Mizbech because they are not Karbonis of Naziris. I won't be able to cut off all my hair, even my payas. That would be an issur to cut off your payas, which a Nazir has to do. So I'm only allowed to do those things if I'm a Vadei Nazir. On the other hand, I'm going to have to keep Naziris, Misafik, for the rest of my life because maybe I am a Nazir, and such a Nazir who's never able to get out of his Naziris. So that's a situation where being a Safik Nazir is even harder than being a Vadei Nazir. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita on Daf Ches was that a person never gets into such a situation. And what he meant to say by his Naziris is, I'm only a Nazir if I'll be able to be a Vadei Nazir. If it turns out I'm going to be a Safik Nazir, I don't want to be a Nazir at all. And therefore, in this situation, you see a lachar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Einoi Nazir. Rabbi Shimon over there disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that a person does enter into a Suffolk. Adam machnes atzmo ledover shesveik echomer mivada. He does do such a thing. Except now, Rabbi Shimon, in the last two lines of the Mishnah, is going to give the person a solution of how to get out of this predicament. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, if this happens, that the person turned around, all these six people who declared to be a Nazir, Yoimer, the person should say, Im Hoya Kidvori, if it was like I said, for example, the first one, that this person is Reuven, Hareini Nazir Chayvet, then I have to be a Nazir. Because it turned out there was no tos in what I said, no mistake, so I'm definitely a Nazir. Vim lav, and if in fact that person was not Reuven, and I'll never find out whether it was Reuven or not, but im lav, hareini Nazir nedavis, so then right here and now, I am donating a Naziris on myself, even though I'm not obligated to become a Nazir, because it really was not Reuven, but I want to donate it anyway. So then it comes out whether it was Reuven or not, I'm a Nazir. So I'm not a Nazir Besafik. I'm a Nazir Vadai. If I'm a Nazir Vadai, I can bring the Korbanos, I can shave off my payas, my whole hair I could shave off, I can get out of the Naziris at the end of the period of Naziris. This is the solution that Reb Shimon finds for this person who's in a Suffolk. But Reb Shimon says a person does enter into a Suffolk, except Reb Shimon gives him an eighth of how to get out of the Suffolk. Says the Gemara, Mishal in the Skymut Dvorov, the Girsa that we have in our Mishnah says, that Beis Hillel tells us that the only one of these six who will be a Nazir are those whose words were not fulfilled. Am I having Nazir? According to Beis Hillel, why should the person be a Nazir? There is something in what he said that was not accurate. And if so, his whole Naziris was with a mistake. Omer Rav Yehuda, you're right. And we have to change the gears of the Mishnah. Eima Mishen Eskaimu Dvarv, that according to Beis Shammai, everybody's a Nazir. Because they didn't make it conditional, they were Mekabel Avadei Naziris, because they were so certain that they were right. So therefore, even if they turn out to be wrong, according to Beis Shammai, this is not considered a Naziris Betos, it's a Naziris Vadei, and they all have to be Nazir. But according to Beis Hillel, who considers this a Naziris Betos, it will only be a good Naziris if what they said turned out to be accurate. For example, the first one, if it turns out to be Reuven, then he is a Vadai Nazir. And now we turn to Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, which is probably the shortest daf in the entire Shas. You'll notice that on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis is no Gemara whatsoever. And as we've mentioned, the Shiurim previous to this one, the Tosfos that are found on Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph and Lamed Gimel Amid Beis belongs to the dafim before Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis. Says Abaye in the six lines that we have on this daf, Abaye is coming to answer the same question on the Lashon of Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. Abaye answers, going to Omar. He said what it says in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploini, I am a Nazir if that person is Reuven, but then, Toich Kirei Dibur, he said, Inami, you know what? I changed my mind. Instead, if Lav Ploini Hu, if this is not who I think it is, if it's not Reuven, a Havi Nazir, then I will become a Nazir. And the Marav Runchberg says that a Havi is really one word. And if you look in the Rush here on the side, also, a Havi is one word. And so, Tosfos on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, top Tosfos, the second line, it's one word, a Havi Nazir. You know what, Inami, you know what, Tochrei Dibur, I change my mind and I say, if it's not, now I see it's not Reuven. If it's not Reuven, I will become a Nazir. And he's telling you a Chiddush here. The Rush says that Tochrei Dibur is Kedibur. What exactly is Tochrei Dibur? Kedei Shilas Talmud L'Rav. We've had this before in Masechta Nazir. We've had it in Nedorim. And there is a question, is it three words, Shom Alecha Rebbe, or is it the time that it takes to say four words, Shom Alecha Rebbe Umayri? So what does it mean in the Mishnah? According to Abaye, you don't have to change the text of the Mishnah. Umay loyneskai mudvarv. What does it mean you're only a Nazir if his words were not fulfilled? Loyneskai mudvarv harishayinim eladvarv achroinim. If his first words are not accepted, do not come true. It's only he's a Nazir if it's not Reuven, which is what he said after the first statement. He made a second statement, Tochrei Dibur, Inami. Instead, you know what? I changed my mind. And it's telling you, Tochrei Dibur is Kedibur. What the Mishnah says, the only ones who are Nazir are those, Shaloinus Kamadvarv, it means whoever's first phrase was not, did not come into reality. Only a second phrase came into reality. That is the one who is a Nazir. So according to the both Pshatim, Beis Hillel only says you're a Nazir if what you ultimately said at the end is accurate, there's no Hegdish Betos, no Naziris Betos, then you are a full-fledged Nazir. The Mishnah continued, if he suddenly turned back and we don't know who it is, the Mishnah said, ain't a Nazir. So we can deduce from the Mishnah, Taima Mishum Dir Sir Lachayrev. The reason he is not a Nazir is because he suddenly turned back. Ha Asli Lekamon. But if you would have come in front of us, Havi Nazir, then he would have been a Nazir. Mani, who's our Mishnah going like? And for the record, this entire daf took 2 minutes. So the Gemara now continues on daf. Lamid Dalid Amid Aleph Ilema Rav Tarfin. Should we say it's Rav Tarfin? Now here we have in the Tosfos Divrei HaMashkel Hirsiya. So Tosfos says Tosfos puts in words which I don't think Tosfos had a different text than we do, but he points out that the Gemara is assuming that it cannot go like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai of our Mishnah. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Ho asul come on having nazir money. Ike Beis Shammai afilu b'yirsira lachayrav having nazir. According to Beis Shammai, even if he turned back and we don't know who it is, he will still be a definite nazir. Because according to Beis Shammai, it doesn't matter if it is Reuven, if it's not Reuven, if we never find out it's Reuven. These six people were Makabal, Naziris, Vadai. There's no element of Tos according to Beis Shammai's understanding. So according to Beis Shammai, it's possible that the Gemara doesn't even have to mention, Tosfos is speaking it out, the Gemara doesn't have to mention, it's not going like Beis Shammai. Of course it's not going like Beis Shammai, because the Mishnah says in this case, Einoi Nazir, none of the six people are Nazirim, and according to Beis Shammai, all six would be a Nazir. It also doesn't go like Beis Hillel. Uke Beis Hillel, Nami Loi, continues Tosfos, Dile Beis Hillel, Kivan de Ilu Osel, come on, Havi Nazir, according to Beis Hillel, at least the ones whose word is fulfilled or are fulfilled, those whose words came true, they are Nazir according to Beis Hillel. So therefore, Kinami Hirsiya, even if he turns suddenly back and we don't know, Havi Suffik Nazir. It's a Suffik Nazir, at least according to Beis Hillel. So I believe the Pshat in Tosfos is that the Gemara doesn't have to mention that. Tosfos speaks it out. The Gemara doesn't have to mention that. Of course, this phrase doesn't have to is not able to go like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Shammai, here Siel Acharv would be a Nazir Vadai, and according to Beis Hillel, it would at least be a Nazir Suffolk, because if he would have come in front of us, he would be a Nazir. So if he doesn't come in front of us, we don't know who it is, so the six people here are at least a Nazir Misuffolk according to Beis Hillel. So now the Gemara picks up, who's it going like? Elam Rav Tarfin, continues Tosfos, me have a Suffolk Nazir. According to Rav Tarfin, he's not even a Suffolk Nazir. Kivan de Bishosh Nazir lo yoda imploini oloi. The Gemara is saying now like this. Oh, maybe it's going like Rav Tarfin. And then at least what would fit in are the words of the Mishnah. Here's Sia, lo yavi Nazir. He's not a Nazir Vadai. He's not a Nazir Suffolk. Even a Nazir Suffolk he's not, because Rav Tarfin requires hafla. You have to be totally clear when you're making the netter. There can be no doubts in your Naziris, in your netter. So perhaps we'll say, very good. So here that I have a doubt, it can't be going, here where I have a doubt, it could be going, I would think, like Rav Tarfin, that Lo Yavi Nazir. That works out. Lo Yavi Nazir, the case of Hirsiya, Lo Yavi Nazir doesn't work out for sure according to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, because according to them it should either be a Nazir or a Suffolk Nazir. But according to Rav Tarfin, that would work out. But you know what doesn't work out? What doesn't work out is the diuk, what the Gemara deduced on Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph of Taima Mishum Dir Seel Acharv Ha Asila Kaman Avi Nazir. And that's why the Gemara only brings Rav Tarfin here, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel doesn't go with the words of the Mishnah. Rav Tarfin goes with the words of the Mishnah, but he doesn't go with the diuk of the Mishnah. The diuk won't work, because we deduce that only if he doesn't show up. But if he shows up, he's a Nazir, maybe a Nazir Vadai, maybe a Nazir Suffolk, but he's some type of Nazir. But according to Rav Tarfin, as Tosfos says, he wouldn't even be a Nazir Suffolk. Why? Since at the time when he made this Naziris, he didn't know who that person is, so the Naziris can't be Chal according to Rav Tarfin, even if he shows up later and we know it is Reuven. He said, if it's Reuven, I'll be a Nazir. And it is Reuven. But did you know that? Could everybody tell for sure 100%? You thought it was Reuven, you turned out to be right. But nobody could see, you weren't 100% sure. It could have been, possibly it wasn't Reuven. So even the b'shaita the kodnozer lo yadi ploini hu v'iloi, he wasn't 100% sure that he couldn't see that it's the Reuven. Michal ol naziris, then according to Tarfon, he's not a nazir, even if he did show up to be correct as Reuven. V'atani, we learned in a b'raisa. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Mishum Rab Tarfon, ain echad me'am nazir. In this very same case of six people and one is walking towards them, no one's a nazir, says Rab Tarfon, and he gives the reason. L'fish lo nitin naziris alaf lo. You have to be 100% positive in all the facts when you declare yourself to be a nazir, which none of the six here were 100% positive, and that's why they're not nazirim. Tosis and the Rush speak out that really, why do we have to bring a bris? So we could bring our Mishnah. Rav Tarfon says in our Mishnah that ain echad mam nazir. Answers Tosis and the Rush that the Gemara felt better to bring from the Brisa, because the Brisa gives the reason of Rav Tarfon. L'fishalai nitin naziris el lafra law. That's why we brought the Brisa. The etzim din is in the Mishnah also. The reason is added in the Brisa, and that's why we brought it. Ella, says the Gemara, now that we figured out it can't be like Beis Shammai. It can't be like Beis Hillel. It can't be like Rav Tarfon. So who's it going like? Ella Rabbi Yehuda decree. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda of the case of Kri, which we learned in a Braisa, which was brought before on Daf Ches Amid Aleph. The Sani we learned in a Braisa. Reini Nazar Amenashi Hei B'Kri Azeh Mei Akur. If somebody says, I'll be a Nazar on condition that in this Kri there is 100 Kur. V'holach U'matzah Shindig D'Vay Shavit. He went to the Kri, to this pile of wheat, and he found that it was all stolen, so he doesn't even know how much was in it. Rab Shimon Iser. Rab Shimon says he is a Nazar. Rabbi Yehuda Mata, Rabbi Yehuda says he is not a Nazir. Why does Rabbi Shimon Iser? The Gemara explains the reason of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kivin the Ilu Loi Nigdav. If it had not been stolen, and he would have measured it, Dil Mahave Bey Meyakur, maybe it would have had 100 Kur. Vahave Nazir, Hashton Nami, now also that it was stolen, Havi Nazir. So Misafik, he's a Nazir. Vahacha Nami in our Mishnah. Kivin the Yosel Kamam Vyadin in the Ploini Avi, Havi Nazir. If he would have come in front of us and we would have seen that it's Reuven, he would have been a Nazir, because his words became fulfilled. Hashtanami, that we don't know if it's Reuven or not. He ran away and we can't tell who it was. Hashtanami Avi Nazir is also a Nazir. That is the reason of Reb Shimon. But who is our Mishnah going like? Our Mishnah is going like Reb Yehuda, who says that a person, as we mentioned before, that a person is not machnas himself into a suffix if it turns out that it was Reuven, then he's a nazir. But if it remains a suffix, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not machlis himself into a suffix. So the words of our Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda, that Emirsiya, the din is a nazir. None of the six are nazirim, because a person is not machlis himself into a suffix, which for the rest of his life, misuffix, will have to be a nazir, will never be able to get out of it by bringing karbonis, as we explained before. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it turns out that it was a nazir, he comes to us, then he's a nazir. Because Rabbi Yehuda does not need haflaw like Rabbi Tarfon. He doesn't have to know at the time that he's making the naziris 100% all the facts, as long as it turns out that what he said was correct. So if it turns out to be Reuven, he's a nazir. That's the diuk. Ha asala come on, he would be a nazir. But if he's hirsi and we never find out who it is, then Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that he is not a nazir. No one's a nazir, because a person doesn't want to enter into a suffix. Reb Shimon holds he is a nazir, and in order to get out of the suffix, Reb Shimon gives him an eitzah of saying, either I'm a nazir chayva, or I'm volunteering now to be a nazir of nedava, and therefore, meman of shach, I am a nazir, and I'm able, at the end of the naziris, to bring my karbonis. You'll look in the Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh of Rabbi Yehuda de Kriyu, the Amar Loi Machas Inish Nafshei L'Sveika, Aval iyoideya miyave having nazir. So what's written in the Mishnah works out that he's not a nazir misafik, and the diuk works out that if he would come to us and we'd see it's Reuven, he would be a nazir vaday, the one who said I'll be a nazir if it's Reuven. So everything works out, and then Tosfos goes on to point out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that at the time when you're making the naziris, even though you're not mafli, you're not clear with all the facts, he doesn't hold like Rav Tarfon. He holds if it winds up okay, even though you didn't know 100% at the time that you made the naziris, that in fact it's Reuven, as long as it winds up to be Reuven, then you're okay. Then you are a nazir, not like Rav Tarfon says. And if you look into Rush, this Rush says the same thing. Hilkach muki lach Rabbi Yehuda decree, the sover, the leimachas in the shnaf shel sveika, That if it never gets clarified who was walking towards him, then he will not be a nazir because he does not want to enter into a suffix. So therefore, both Tosfos and Rashi say that who is our Mishnah going like? As the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda decree that if he shows up to be Reuven, like I said, then I do become a nazir. If I remain in doubt and I never know who was walking towards me, whether it was Reuven or not, then the Mishnah says, "Hirsiel Achayrav, Einoy Nazir." And unfortunately, there seems to be a mistake here, a typo in the art scroll. Those who are using art scroll, because art scroll says on the last line of our Gemara, right before the Mishnah, thus this clause of the Mishnah reflects the view of Rav Shimon. And as we explained, this is not correct. This clause of the Mishnah, it should say, and perhaps it's been corrected in later editions, but in my edition it says Rav Shimon, it should say, this clause of the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda.